Welcome back inside SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. As promised, it is time to head to Dallas. We're going to talk about the Cowboys, and I'm certainly believing that with a healthy roster and Tony Romo being back, that the Cowboys can get back on track and bounce back from that injury-laden season. Excited to welcome in on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, Brady Tinker. He is the television host of DFW Sports Beat, who is here to preview the 2016 season. Greetings, Brady. It's good to have you back. It's been way too long.
And you as well. Happy football season to you. How are you?
Oh, I'm ready to stick my hand in the dirt. let's dive in for a full season preview. But first and foremost, I think all of our listeners across the country, what they want to know is, does Jerry Jones, does he belong in the Hall of Fame as he was named the finalist in the 2017 Hall of Fame class? And now he's just one step closer to realizing a lifelong dream.
I don't think that there really are any objections left that you can levy against Jerry Jones. As much as people will and have tried to hate Jerry Jones for whatever, for being his own man, for trying to, you know, raise money for his team, for making silly draft picks, for fighting with Jimmy Johnson, whatever it may be, through the years, he's done nothing as an owner ever but try and make this team as good as it could be, give his time 24 hours a day. And what he's done for the league is just unbelievable. The money that he has helped raise for the league, the way the league is set up now, it is just a roaring success day in and day out. He had so much to do with the Rams getting back to L.A., not leaving St. Louis, but getting back to L.A. All of that is good for the league. And you know, as much as he may seem meddlesome at times with his team, and you know, he may contradict his coaches and all the little picayunes that you may have with Jerry Jones, for what he's done for this league, and don't forget three Super Bowls. So
yeah,
you know, his ability to win is there as well. Now, they haven't won in quite a while, but three Super Bowls is three Super Bowls.
Hey, Brady Tinker of DFW Sports Beat is joining us tonight at SB Nation Radio. Check us out online at sbnationradio.com. Of course, Brady, you spent a lot of time in Oxnard at the Cowboys training camp. I might even share with our listeners, you enjoyed some JW Blue with Jerry at the media party. That's quite the gentleman's drink. I bet you slept like a baby after that.
Listen, it was actually more my camera guy who was on the Johnny Walker Blue with him than it was me. That's a little too harsh for me, but we had some wonderful conversations, none of them about football. It was pretty cool stuff, talking, you know, business and life, and it was great insight. But going to move the second half of camp, really starting today or tomorrow, after the game on Friday, to the new Star in Frisco, which is the new Valley Ranch.
Uh-huh.
So I know a lot of camp will be at the Star from now on for years to come. But Jerry likes Oxnard, and boy, so do we. It was between 71 and 78 degrees for the entire 8 days that we were there. It is not far to the water. I mean, it was wonderful. And I think Jerry feels like there's a benefit to Oxnard in that they can work harder in the time that they're allowed and get more plays in.
Well, Brady, you spent a lot of time around Jerry. I mean, can you give us a sense of what his mindset is going into the season? How optimistic is he that they will be able to accomplish their goals?
Well, I don't, you know, they don't have that many choices. So they have to believe that Tony's going to stay healthy. And everything begins and ends with that, frankly, because when he didn't play last year, you know, Dez picked up a couple of small injuries, but Dez was awful. At least, you know, based on what we're used to and what the offense needs from him. So, as Tony goes, this team will go. Unfortunately, you know, they have, three suspensions, and they have pass rushers that are not going to play football for between 4 and 10 weeks, on the defensive side. So Rod Marinelli is going to have to do, you know, something akin to what he did in 2014. And that is take a bunch of guys like Benson Mayoa, and guys like that you've never even really heard of, or the average fan hasn't heard of, and figure out how to at least keep the ball in front of them, and hope that Tony stays healthy and that the offensive line is as advertised and that their rookie running back can control the clock. I think that's the plan. So I think overall they feel pretty good about it. You know, the Mumford procedure that Tony had for his shoulder or clavicle, as explained to me, basically shortens that clavicle a little bit so that when he gets crushed to the ground by a 300-pound man, you know, and tons of force, that clavicle will not bump into the shoulder bone because that's when it breaks. So that's what that surgery he had was to literally shorten the clavicle, soften everything in there, and so when he does get hit like that, it won't automatically break.
You know, and I was going to ask you, spending time around them, I mean, does this season have a different feel to it? I mean, the Cowboy fans, they want to know, are they going to be back? I mean, because last year it was really painful to watch all the injuries, being 4-12, and it's obviously, I mean, it's hard to compete when you're without your quarterback and your receiver in Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I don't know that it feels, all of this last 3 years to me has felt pretty much the same. We're sort of back to where we were for me in 2014, where we think that the offense, given health, is potentially a juggernaut. You know, as Witten has slowed, he's still Tony's guy in the middle of the field. You know, and then he's got Beasley, who's also a pain in the butt, and then he's got two wide receivers. And I think we're going to see, and I haven't said this ever, but I think Terrence Williams is taking a step forward here, which could be really important for this offense. So, I've not been a huge Terrence Williams fan as far as how he plays, his inconsistency, the drops, you know, et cetera, but everybody is saying, and from what I saw, he's taking a full step forward. So if that's the case, he's really, really a deep threat, and Dez can play all over the field. And now this offense can kind of do what it wants to do against most defenses, which should set the tone for everything. But does it feel different to me? Not really. You know, I think with Sean and Witten and Tony, you know, and some of the guys that have been here a while, Brandon Carr and those guys, what it feels like is we better hurry the hell up and win something because we're all getting old.
Yes.
That's kind of what it feels like, yeah.
Hey, DFW Sports Beat Brady Tinker is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can check him out, dfwsportsbeat.com. Let's talk some more about Tony Romo, just your evaluation of him. I understand that he was just, you know, he was terrific in camp and has had some great practices.
Yeah, he's doing great, and he's, you know, he's helping Dak Prescott a lot, and I think that already showed up, you know, in week one, and everybody's maybe even overly excited about, you know, what Dak did in week one, but he looks great, and you know, he's very comfortable in this offense with who he is, with the people that are around him. He loves his offensive line, and why wouldn't he? And, you know, they got nothing out of Terrence Williams and very little out of Dez when Tony didn't play last year. But if you remember, the first time Tony came back, that Terrence Williams had done nothing and then catches 7 balls and I think either 1 or 2 touchdowns. So he has the full ability to make everybody on this team offensively better and make this a good offense. The key will be, you know, does Ezekiel Elliott step up and do the things that they think he's going to do? And I think the answer to that will be yes, I really do.
Oh, so what are your expectations on Ezekiel Elliott?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm also a big fantasy football guy, and I've been in a lot of these experts' drafts already. Mm-hmm. He's going in the top 10. He's going in the first round in the top 10. Because the truth is there aren't too many running backs. They're going to be on the field all the time. You know, Adrian Peterson's on the field all the time. David Johnson in Arizona is probably going to be on the field all the time, and there aren't that many others. That it's a split deal between 2 and 3 guys with most teams. And I think Ezekiel Elliott's going to have 25 to 28 touches a game because he catches the ball beautifully out of the backfield. So unless he struggles with blitz pickup and doing what he needs to do to take care of his quarterback, I think he's going to be a monster. I really do. I think, and it's the one position, as you know, in the NFL that you can just come in and there's not this monstrous learning curve. You know, when talking to Tony Dorsett or the guys from the past, listen, we run the color. You run behind, you know, the butt cheek that looks, that is the Dallas Cowboys color, period. You know, and you're patient, you know, and you do what your instincts tell you to do, right? You get in the hole, you make a cut, you plant your foot, you go. So it comes very, very easily to this guy, and he's very intelligent. There's just nothing that points to anything but him having a really big year.
Okay, so Elliott, he tweaked his hamstring but returned to practice. Do you believe he's done enough to be ready for week one for that game against the Giants?
Well, again, that's back to the hopefully it's not that hard a position and he's paying attention in film sessions, you know, and stuff like that. Because the only doubts will be, you know, his full knowledge of the offense and his ability to step in there and take care of his quarterback when he needs to from a blocking point of view. So, no, he hasn't done enough. And I've heard little negative since I left that in getting back in drills and stuff, he doesn't look, I don't know what the right word is, he doesn't look like he's paid as much attention as they wanted him to. He didn't do the drills right off where, you know, if you've been standing there for 2 weeks watching and you're really paying attention and you're really listening and you're asking questions, then these little bitty simple drills shouldn't be a problem. And yet, he wasn't very good at any of them to begin with in the first couple of days. So, we'll see. You know, maybe his head is swimming. He's a first-round pick. He's a Dallas Cowboy. He's in, you know, on the beach in Oxnard maybe right now. It's proving to be a little bit too much for him. But I don't think they have any choice, you know, but to rely on and lean on this guy.
Our Dallas Cowboys coverage continues with Brady Tinker from DFW Sportsbeat, dfwsportsbeat.com, right here at SB Nation Radio. Come on back.